AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The FBI searched an election office in Georgia for records from the 22 election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas has more.
Fulton County, Georgia's main election facility in Union City has been central to conspiracy theories over President Trump's 2020 election loss. And on Wednesday, the FBI served a search warrant seeking records related to that election. FBI agents could be seen loading boxes from the warehouse building into trucks. Democratic State Senator Josh McLaurin.
This is extremely alarming. I think Fulton County and Georgia in general are tired of being the target of Donald Trump's narcissism. That's all this is about. And he is dispatching federal officials at the highest levels of government to try to vindicate his agenda.
The search came just a week after Trump predicted there would be prosecutions over an election he baselessly insists was tainted by widespread fraud. I'm Ben Thomas.
In other news, relations are warming between China and the UK as Britain's Prime Minister visits Beijing.
Britain's Prime Minister Keir Starmer has met with Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Beijing, as both leaders call for a comprehensive strategic partnership to deepen ties amid global uncertainty. It was the first visit by a British Prime Minister in 8 years. The two leaders met amid strained relations between the two nations. The cause of those strains? British allegations of Chinese spying and the political situation in Hong Kong. Nevertheless, after their meeting, Starmer said the leaders had made really good progress on issues including slashing Chinese tariffs on Scotch whisky and introducing visa-free travel for British visitors. The British Prime Minister called it
a very good constructive meeting with real outcomes, and that's very much in our national interest.
Xi appeared to acknowledge the criticism that Starmer has faced for reaching out to China despite tensions. Karen Shamas, London.
This is AP News. AP's Lisa Dwyer reports on how one elderly woman survived the winter storm until her power was restored in Tennessee.
87-year-old Nancy Dillon spent 3 days without heat or power on her family farm in the rural outskirts of Nashville before electricity was restored.
My Eve lights off and on to let them know that I appreciated what they had done.
Dillon used her wood-burning fireplace sparingly and was able to cook, but likens her experience to an 18th-century Jane Eyre novel. After a couple of days, her phone battery was dying and discovered that her backup battery pack wasn't working.
That's when I got a little bit of alarmed because, you know, if I were to fall, if I were to need somebody, there would be no way to get help.
But she discovered a trick.
My iPad charged it. Did you know that?
Dillon lives on top of a hill and says she won't be leaving the house anytime soon. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.